Welcome back to the Cynic Advent Calendar. I'm Chris Bowd, and today is day 5. Celtic's greatest ever captain. He wore the number 5. A leader and a fighter. For perfection, he would strive. All started with a header in the cup final of 65. It's Jockstein's revolution. And Billy, you've arrived. It was the Tim's first trophy in many a long year. He reminded us that strip doesn't shrink. It's the best of gear. You and the boys, you were just beginning. The Celtic fans, they better get used to winning. Not many would predict 9 titles in a row, but you were here to drive them. Big Caesar Romero. Champions of Scotland again, winning trophies for fun. That wasn't where it ended. You wanted the big one. Zurich Celtic smashed. In Nantes, we would batter. Vojvodina in the quarters. That was a different matter. They won their match in Serbia by a single goal. Celtic Park on tender hooks for the return, but you would make us whole. We led by one, drawing the tie in the 90th minute. You stuck the head on a Gallagher cross. Hang on. We're going to win it. Ronnie Simpson was doing cartwheels. The semis we would grace. Dukla Prague, they've got no luck. It's Willie Wallace with the brace. Inter in the final. In the Lisbon heat. They thought they could stifle play. But the fans, they were in for a treat. Huiberti started the singing. The teams joined in with his song. The Inter lads are bemused, but boy, were they wrong. King Billy led the lines, Europe would hear them roar. Young Nazuri took the lead, but the Hoops know how to score. First Gemmell to make it equal, then Chalmers with the winner. 2-1. Going on 40. Herrera, there's your dinner. The most iconic moment ever. Stood triumphant on that wall. Billy held aloft the trophy. You did it. For us all. Billy McNeil was not just our greatest ever captain. He managed the club twice, he was the club ambassador, and ultimately, he was Mr. Celtic. Lisbon was a wee bit before my time, but I was there for his second stint as manager during the historic centenary season, where Billy led us to a fantastic double. It was the last success that a lot of fans would see for quite a while. He was a fantastic defender, an outstanding leader, and just a great man. Glasgow only have one King Billy, and that's Billy McNeil. Thank you, Billy, and Merry Christmas, everyone.